Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Peter, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. I mean, as good as I could possibly be.
Okay.
So, here's the situation. I met this girl at the gym. Super cool personal trainer. Christine, hot chick. She's like, hey, you know, I can train you. I see you working out, but, you know, you do something is wrong. I could probably put you on a diet plan. I'm like, okay, cool. What's that cost? But I pay her, you know, start training. And things are kind of cool. I feel like, you know, we're kind of vibing. There's some chemistry there.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, you know, I want to, you know, I just ask her out. So she's like, yeah, I'll go hang out with you. So, you know. What?
You asked out your personal trainer? Go ahead.
I know.
Hold on a second. So you started working out with this woman who's a trainer, and she was telling you that she wanted to train you, and then you asked her out, and she said yes. Is there a possibility that she was kind of like just going out with you to kind of keep you on as a client, or I mean, that's the first thing I was thinking.
You're paying her as a trainer and you're paying for the dates.
Right.
I get the sense that, I mean, I wouldn't have asked her out if I didn't think there was some chemistry there.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I've been calling her and texting her and still have not heard back from her. And it's strange. I would think I would just see her at the gym. I don't know if she went to night shift or what, but I don't, you know, now I don't even see her anymore. I'm not even hearing from her.
Wow. So she's avoiding you too. That's really not good.
Yeah. So what do you think anything that you did, like what was your last interaction?
We had a fun time. It wasn't like it was like a boring date or anything, but you know, I felt like we hit it off. It was cool. So surprising that she's not getting back to me. You know, maybe there's something she's just not telling me. Maybe she's got a man I didn't know about it, or I don't know. But maybe you're right. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she moves on to her next client. A guy with a little more money than Peter. All right, well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try and call her for you next, all right?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Peter, and Peter crossed that line that many men who go to the gym and have a female personal trainer want to cross, and that is the, I think she's feeling me. Let me try and ask her out.
Oh, God.
And Peter did it, and the girl said yes.
I still think it's a scam.
Something's happening here. I can't wait to hear.
She's like, let me throw him a bone. I mean, he is paying for my car and my rent. So Peter did that with this girl, Christine. They went out. So the question is, was she just using him for money? Or
something else completely?
Yeah.
This is not going to end well.
Yeah. But you never know, Peter. Stay quiet, okay? We're going to try and call her.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, is this Christine?
Yeah, this is she.
Christine the trainer?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Christine, don't hang up. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. And so we got your phone number from a guy. Can I just ask you something real quick?
Wait, I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm at the gym right now. So can you hold on a second?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Who is calling?
Okay, so we got your phone number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you because he likes you, and he would love to take you out on a date. So the reason we're calling you is because we'll pay for that date, if that sounds okay to you.
Who wants to... Oh, my God, this is so crazy. Who wants to go out with me?
So, this gentleman, he is a former client of yours, and he goes by the name of Peter.
Okay. Peter, you... Oh, my Lord.
The laugh is never a good...
What?
Could you imagine somebody, like, mentioning your name and they laugh?
Right in your face.
That is just... Okay, if you're not into them, I'm not forcing you to go on a date with them, but could you at least tell us why so we can, you know, relay it back to Peter?
Oh, my God. This is so awkward. I can't because he's dishonest.
What's he dishonest about?
Yeah, like what? About what he's eating or something?
When you eat everything. This man has been telling me I put him on a meal plan. I got him on this, like, food. I've got him on all of these things. Like, for, like, a few weeks running, like, I am his trainer. Like, I'm like, are you doing this? Yes, ma'am. Are you doing this? Yes. I'm like, all right, let's do this. Like, let's stop being fat. You want to, like, get out on the beach and, like, be positive?
Just lost me.
Like, this is what we're going to do. Like, I mean, like, you come to me for help, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give 100%. You better give 100% too. This brother says, yes, I'm doing this. Yes, I'm doing that. Guess where he's at most days?
Where?
Burger King. Burger King.
Oh, I love those Whoppers.
How do you know he's at Burger King?
He's at Burger King.
How do you know he's at Burger King most days?
Well, listen. When we feel like that nobody is, like somebody's not actually giving us the whole story and, like, we're not seeing the progress and we should be seeing the progress, it makes you wonder, right? So yeah. I put a tracker on his car.
I knew we were going there.
No, you
I
did
knew
not.
Are you joking?
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Christine. Peter's on the phone.
Forget her, Peter.
He heard what you said.
Tracker on my car?
Wow.
Yes, because you're a liar.
Oh, Jesus.
First of all, I'm a little overweight. I'm not fat. I wouldn't call it fat.
Mm.
I need to get in shape, but you put a tracker on my car?
Jeez.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, I wasn't the one who started out being dishonest. You came to me and said, I'd like to do this. I want to. And I put so much effort into, like, being there for you. And then I go out with you. And, like, I can't date a liar. I can't train a liar. Like,
Christine, I don't know why, but I feel like you're acting a little more aggressive with him lying about his diet than you would if you felt like he was cheating on you.
Listen, okay? This is about me and my business and what I do. I am passionate about being a trainer. And when people work with me, then you have to rise to a certain level. I post pictures of my clients. I post videos. Like, it's all out there. And if people show up and they see that my people aren't getting results, my clients aren't doing, like, and they're not reaching, like, the goals that I'm saying I will get them to, then that looks bad on me.
Ridiculous.
Hey, would you like to go on another date with Peter, Christine?
No.
Yeah, hell no.
You make me look bad. You make...
What the f***? You got a tracker on my car? I gotta take that off. What the f***? You gotta be kidding me.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
You try and surprise your date by going over their house and surprising them with a nice, nice, thoughtful gift. And instead, you end up ruining their favorite hobby, you end up ruining their bank account, and you kind of end up ruining their family. That is what happens tomorrow. Listen for it at 6:10. Sounds bad, but you're going to laugh your ass off. Trust me.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.